You're listening to episode number 47 of the Brain BS podcast. Gratitude is always available to us.
Welcome to the Brain BS podcast, where you will learn how to recognize when the BS detector in your brain is sounding off and how to use that knowledge to get what you want out of life. Now, here is your host, certified life coach from the Life Coach School and podcast newbie extraordinaire, Maureen Kafkas from MK Coach LLC.
Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS podcast. I'm here in Santa Barbara and I'm here with my family. We're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. And this is sort of unusual for me to be trying the work when other people are around. So it's kind of bringing up some brain BS of my own that I am working through and actually excited to have the opportunity to work through because it's high time I figure it out. I've always sort of, for as long as I can remember, when I get into a group setting, my first initial reaction is to kind of lose a sense of who I am and what I'm doing and what I care about. And I'm sure that goes back to being number 9 out of 10 in my family. Because it just never really felt, and I'm not saying this was true or this was the case, but because of my brain filters and the way I looked at the world and being number 9, I just really didn't care that, or I really didn't think anybody cared that much about what I had to say or what I wanted. Because it sort of happens that way anyway with the youngest, you know, nobody really pays attention to them, especially when they're really young. And up until the age of 7 is when you get those filters put upon you or graced to you by your family and your parents and society. It is something that I have dealt with my entire life, but I'm finally in a position now that I'm aware of it. So it is definitely something I'm going to work through. It's a little uncomfortable because I have all this work to do and everyone's here to have fun and enjoy themselves. And nobody really cares that I'm working. So it's only on me that I'm making it an issue. Nobody cares because they're doing their own thing and they're enjoying themselves. It's just, it's a big adjustment for me. But how can I be a successful entrepreneur and businesswoman if I can't figure out how to balance my family life and my work life and get comfortable doing that no matter who's around me? So one of my new mantras that I find helpful that's related to my human design, which I've told you before is a projector, is that I'm calm, centered, and grounded no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, and no matter who I'm with. I have lit up the lighthouse. That's what a projector analogy. And my only job is to keep it lit so that my fractal lines, those are my people, my tribe, the people who want to work with me, find me, and I have to trust that it's going to happen in its own divine timing. So for me, a large piece of the work that I have to do is related to being patient and trusting the process. Two persistent and consistent themes in my lifetime. And I understand a little bit better now because I understand my energy type. Okay, well, it's Thanksgiving week. So I want to begin by saying happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. And I hope that you have a wonderful holiday. I did a podcast episode last week about preparing for the holidays because I know it can be stressful for many. So I don't make an assumption that everybody's looking forward to it. But I am. I'm looking forward to it. We are cooking. We don't have a dishwasher, which is kind of annoying, but that's a different episode. So let's get into the episode this week. Which relates to Thanksgiving, and I'm calling it Gratitude is Always Available to Us. So this week we're going to explore the concept of gratitude and why it should be a priority on Thanksgiving Day as well as every other day of the year. We will discuss how this is available to us no matter what is going on and take a look at how it ties into the universal law of polarity and the need for us to stay in our center of self-awareness. I'll illustrate these points by sharing a few scenarios where practicing gratitude transformed tough challenges for me into gifts and opportunities for personal growth. Okay, let's begin with why gratitude is essential for any sort of professional or personal success in this world. According to David Nagel, gratitude is the most important tool in our arsenal for creating what it is we want in life. The reason for that is because it can help us to transform what we perceive to be really bad situations and give us a new way of looking at them. This goes back to what I refer to frequently in my blog and podcast that I learned from Brooke Castillo. Circumstances are always neutral until we think about them. The thoughts we give them determine their meaning, which triggers a feeling that leads to actions and gives us our results. We forget that no situation or person is bad until we have a thought about them. We forget that thoughts are optional and there is always another way to look at something. While Thanksgiving is a wonderful day that highlights that there is always a silver lining in everything, why would we limit ourselves to practicing that way of thinking only one day of the year? Nagel says we should be grateful for everything all year round because that gives us options and it is the secret to life and success. Now that we've established why it's important to be grateful all year round and not just one day, let's look at how it is related to the law of polarity. This law dictates that everything in the universe has both good and bad, and they are equal. We don't always see this because when we are out of our self-awareness, we can only see one side of the situation. Politics is a great example of this. Half the country is determined that their political party is the best one, and then they only focus on the positive in their party. If you try to speak to somebody who is far left or far right, they're not willing to acknowledge any flaws to their own way of thinking, but they're always happy to point out the opposition's downfalls. They're totally committed to their one side of looking at the situation and deny that there is even another option available to them. They're basically looking at life with an all or nothing perspective, which happens when we are out of alignment. Leaning way to the left or right prevents us from seeing things objectively and with an open mind. This brings me to my next point, which is that we need to be in our center of self-awareness in order to reframe the way we are looking at situations and people. We cannot practice gratitude unless we can see the whole picture and are open to all of the possibilities. For instance, we might be in the midst of an emotional crisis because we lost somebody unexpectedly and completely focused on the thought that it should not have happened and that something has gone wrong. Even though we know the universe does not make mistakes and there's no such things as shoulds or woulds, our subconscious will most likely have trouble seeing both the good and bad when we are so triggered and in pain. This is why it requires us to make a conscious effort to reframe the way we're looking at it and find the gift in it. It could be that we decide to be grateful that the person did not have to endure prolonged suffering that might have taken place if they survived. It could be that we decide to be grateful for our own health and that we are just happy that we're still alive. It could be that we choose to be grateful that it was not somebody whose death might have had an even bigger negative impact on us. Whatever it is, and no matter how bad it is, the law of polarity dictates we always have the option to look at it in a different and opposite way that can serve us better. The only way that is accessible to us, though, is if we can get aligned or realigned with our center of self-awareness and purposely focus on different thoughts. Let's take a look at a couple scenarios where I was able to reframe a situation that was not working for me and transform it into something beneficial. I've always hated technology and feared it. I did anything I could to avoid it and was never open to learning more about it. I literally thought it was factual that I could never become efficient with it, and that led to feelings of inadequacy and a sense of why bother. As a result, when I decided to go for my doctorate in occupational therapy, my choices were sorely limited because I had to attend a school in person and there was only one in the area. At the time, I determined that an online program was out of the question because of the technology involved. As a result, I chose to go to the only local school in the city, and it turned out to be a really negative experience for me. I did not click with the mentor who was assigned to me, and I hated driving to the city at night and trying to find parking in a pretty sketchy area of town. In fact, the experience was so negative that I had to acknowledge that I made a bad choice and quit before the end of the semester. Now, I could have just shut down the idea of school and continued to stay safe in mediocrity and comfort, but I decided to do the complete opposite. It started with looking at what I gained from doing that local program instead of focusing on what did not work out. I was grateful that I finally got comfortable making the commute to the city, which was a goal of mine for some time. I was also grateful that I started to dip my toes into technology and was able to get a little bit more comfortable with being so uncomfortable with it. Most importantly, I felt gratitude that I was able to make a pivot and not fall apart because I was so worried what other people might think because I quit, that they might think I was a failure. Those thoughts of gratitude led me to taking actions that I once thought were not an option for me. Instead of giving up, I went out and bought myself a Mac and signed up with St. Catharines University to complete their 3-year online program. The only thing that had changed was my attitude and willingness to do whatever it took to be successful. It did not matter that I showed up at orientation and did not even know how to turn on my laptop because I decided to trust the process. All right, so let's piggyback on that last example with another one that was equally life-changing for me and related to the same situation of me getting my online doctorate. When I first started my business, it was an elder care consultant. It was as an elder care consultant who would assess the safety and functional levels of older adults in their home environment. Right after I purchased my domain, established my LLC, created a website, and received all of my marketing materials, COVID-19 hit and put an end to all of it. I could have gotten pretty discouraged and given up at that point, and nobody would have judged me for it. I believe I had a bit of a pity party for myself and the rest of the world, but it was brief. I've always thought that everything happens for a reason and nothing is by chance. With that in mind, I was inspired to turn toward gratitude. After years of being computer illiterate, I was beyond grateful that I ended up in that online doctorate program because it gave me the skills and foundation I needed to pursue the possibility of an online business just in the nick of time before the world shut down. If I had not gone into that online program, I promise you there is no way in the world that I would have ever in a million years considered an online business. So lo and behold, it was right around that time that I heard about the Life Coach School and decided to get certified as a life coach and participate in their 6-month entrepreneur program that teaches you how to create an online coaching business. I mean, what are the odds, right? I'm getting this put right in my lap, everything I could possibly need. Whenever we are able to see the whole picture and stay in gratitude and our center of self-awareness, the solution will always present itself and be visible to us. Had I continued to feel sorry for myself or dwell in negativity over money and time lost with my previous business, I would have not made the pivot to become a life coach, which I have now come to discover is my true purpose. It turns out that technology, one of my biggest fears in life, was actually my ticket to amazing personal growth and an online coaching business that I love. I spent the majority of my life running away from something that I needed in order to achieve my biggest desire. Go figure. It is always a sure sign you are headed in the right direction if you are resistant and full of fear. So in conclusion, we cannot just wait for Thanksgiving each year to decide to be grateful. We have to practice it on a daily basis because it is a secret to living a successful life. The universal law of polarity dictates that no matter how bad a situation or person may appear, there is always another way to look at them in an equally good way. The only way to do that, however, is if we practice gratitude and stay centered in our center of self-awareness. This requires us to purposely choose thoughts that inspire us to take actions to get the results we desire. Okay, so before I wrap up, I just want to talk to you a little bit about this law of polarity because it's really, really big. And I'm not sure that I'm conveying to you how important it is. We get so caught up in the drama of our mind offering us a certain perspective on something. We're literally incapable of seeing that there is an entirely different perspective right in front of us. And it doesn't always happen that we only see the bad side. Sometimes we just see the good side, right? So like say you start dating someone and you really want to like them and you really want to look for evidence that you like them and you really don't want to see the things about them that you really should be aware of, but you just like can't even take it in. You're in absolute denial. That's the law of polarity too. Nothing is all good and nothing is all bad. Nothing. So when you see other people and they're in relationships and you think they have it so good, it's half good, half bad. No, maybe it's not half. That's what Brooke Castillo says. I just mean it's not good all the time and it's not bad all the time. It's always going to be both. And it's up to us to realize that if we are centered and in our self-awareness, we know that. So as soon as we get into a situation that we think something bad's happening to us or something terrible has happened and gone really wrong, then we need to look at it and we have to realize, uh-oh, I'm way over to this other side here where everything's bad. How do I get back over to this, to the middle of this? Not all the way over to where it's perfect and peachy and everything's great, but how do I get into the center so that I can see the whole picture? Because it's the whole picture that presents a solution. And we are not going to see the solution and find it unless we are in the center of self-awareness. So I hope that makes sense. I'm really into these universal laws, so I'm going to be talking about them more. And there's literally no kind of work on any of this that does not include gratitude. If you listen to anybody, if you read any books, I don't care if it's like, you know, going to church and you're praying, or if it's the Buddha, or it's Catholicism, whatever it is, gratitude is always the key. So use whatever language you want, but you always want to be able to get into that center of self-awareness, and you want to be able to access that gratitude because that is the key to everything. I hope that you are taking this in and it's really resonating with you. I don't get to interact with you. I don't get to talk to you. I get to talk to you, but it's like talking to you. I don't get to talk with you. I want you to know that I am doing my best with my energy type and with what my purpose here is on this planet. I'm doing my absolute best to help as many of you as I can and to send the right message so that on any given day, this work, this stuff I'm talking about, can maybe turn your life around the way it turned my life around. So that you can have peace of mind and joy and healthy relationships, feel really good about yourself and figure out what your purpose is here. Always remember you have the option of signing up for a free 60-minute consult. You can go to www.thebrainbs.com. And then I have the Facebook group too called the Brain BS Facebook group. So that's another option. So anyway, have a happy Thanksgiving. I love all of you. I'm so grateful for every single one of you. I hope you learned something valuable here today. See you next episode. If you like what you heard here today, I would like to ask you to subscribe to the Brain BS podcast. Give me a review of 5 and share it with everybody you know. You can also go to my website, www.thebrainbs.com, and check out what I'm all about and how I can possibly help you. If you're ready, you can sign up for a free 60-minute consult or join my private Facebook group called The Brain BS Group, where we dig into all this stuff a little bit deeper. Lastly, always remember, the only thing standing between you and the life you want is your brain BS.